Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advice.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Boston. I love it. If you don't know, well, welcome to the Rational Revolution. Welcome back here. I'm Mark Becker, your host. In our house, we are huge Boston Red Sox fans. Not the Patriots because, you know, screw those guys. But we love the Red Sox because my aunt and uncle used to live out there. And I became a fan of them when I was little. And off the air, Carlton and I were talking baseball. And one of the things that we're on the precipice of history here. So if you don't know, The Chicago White Sox are one game away from being the worst team in modern baseball history, but they're riding a three-game winning series or winning streak. Like, what in God's name? So we're waiting on bated breath for history to happen down in the old Chicago South Side. So, but anyway, we've got Carlton here. Hi, Carlton. How are you?
Basically feeling like the Atlanta Braves right now. We're white-knuckling it until Monday to find out whether we actually have a shot in the playoffs or not. Just like the country is pretty much white-knuckling it until November 5th or whenever we get a winner's tournament.
Yes, that's exactly, and that's a good segue to talk about Congress and the balance of power. How does that look?
If you're looking at the United States Senate and you are hoping that the Democrats retain their majority, it is looking increasingly precarious, basically because we went into this cycle, the Democrats had 51 seats and 49 for the Republicans, and the map was decidedly one that the Republicans were set to overperform in a presidential year. The most endangered Senate seat has got to be John Tester out there in Montana. He is looking increasingly like it's not going to happen for him in terms of making that race. I mean, he has defied history in both 2012 and 2018 when the Republicans thinking they were going to knock him off. But it looks like maybe the third time is going to be the charm. And the Joe Manchin seat, whether you wanted to count him as a Democrat or not, in West Virginia, is all but assured to go to the Republicans. And just those two seats right there, that would put the Republicans in the majority regardless of the result of the presidential race. Though today we saw an announcement from the Democrat Senate committee in Washington that they are looking to put money into two states that we never thought would be the ones the Democrats would think about throwing money into because they're so expensive and because they were seen as out of reach. But they are looking to go into Florida against Rick Scott and then also to go into Texas against, of all people, Ted Cruz.
Is that the Ted Cruz move is wild. Is that more of like trolling Ted Cruz than it is?
It is based on like recent polling in both Florida and Texas have reflected the fact that despite the both states' relative Republican tilt, that if you are looking for two more unlikable people in the United States Senate, you would be hard-pressed to find two people more unlikable than Ted Cruz and Rick Scott. Yeah. Ted is one that ever since he realized he was not going to be president, after knuckling under to Trump, he came within 2 points of being upset 6 years ago. Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've got a Democrat down there who's a former NFL player, Colin Allred, who has both a good biography and a good record as a bipartisan, solutions-oriented member of Congress. He has kept the race within single digits of Ted Cruz. And the fact is that Texas is an expensive state. It might seem like fool's gold to go into both there and Florida. But at this point, the Democrats, if they've got money and they've got two very unpopular Republican incumbents, that's the way to go. And I think that everybody looking at the Rust Belt states, including Wisconsin, they believe that the top of the ticket race will largely be tied to what happens in those Senate races.
Sure.
I think Tammy Baldwin is doing a very good job against Eric Hovde. She is set to outperform top of the ticket. And that is looking to be the same scenario with Bob Casey in Pennsylvania. So if Kamala Harris can win both Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Democrats are likely to keep those Senate seats. And I think that that's imperative on them just because of the way that the Senate map is tilted. If they want to have a shot at either retaining or taking back the Senate in 2026, should they lose it this time, they have to limit their losses. But on the plus side for Democrats, you're looking at increasingly the odds are that they are going to retake the House of Representatives.
Really?
So if you're looking, yes, that basically in 2022, the Republicans overperformed in suburban New York City and in suburban LA. And so those seats in a presidential year, those are hard pressed for Republicans to retain. So with a 5-seat majority, the Republicans can only afford to lose 4 seats. And And we're also seeing, too, some other seats are coming online, including in Wisconsin. So if any of your listeners in Western Wisconsin, or even people that just want to see a good Democrat take on a questionable at best Republican, Rebecca Cook over there in Wisconsin 3, Democrats are increasingly bullish on her chances, and some of the internal polling has shown that to be a single-digit race.
Wow.
With a chance for an upset and Rebecca Cook knocking off Derek Van Orten.
That would be seismic, I would think.
To have a Democrat in Western Wisconsin be able to keep it competitive, that helps at the presidential level. It's a reflection upon, you've got Tim Walz, next-door neighbor. Everybody over those media markets knows who he is.
Yep.
That has definitely helped Democrats' chances in a region of the state where typically the Republicans in the Trump era have overperformed. So we're looking at some other seats that are coming in the Sun Belt, which Democrats in North Carolina's 1st District, they're looking to knock off an incumbent Democrat. If he's able to retain his seat, then he should be in good shape. But the North Carolina, as I can testify firsthand from being here and living here, the Republicans were able to take control of the state Supreme Court. And we saw in Wisconsin how advantageous that was for the Democrats to take control of the Supreme Court. In North Carolina, the pro-democracy side lost control of the Supreme Court, and the Republicans were able to push a very gerrymandered map that will net them at least 3 congressional seats in North Carolina alone, which is why the Democrats are really pushing hard in both New York, California, and trying to get those other seats like the Van Orden seat in Wisconsin to be in play.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and I it's interesting, you know, obviously you'd love to have all 3 branches, but it's like, which one would you, which one would you want, the House or the Senate, which one is the one that makes the most sense to keep or retain? But we're going to talk a little more about this on the other side of the break here. We've got a good friend of the show, former Republican strategist Carlton Huffman here on the Rational Revolution.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, finally.
Stage 1 Alpha.
Stage 1 propulsion is nominal.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
The ride for 2 stranded NASA astronauts is on its way to the International Space Station, but the SpaceX mission won't return to Earth until February. There is devastation in states including Georgia and Tennessee after Hurricane Helene. So far, 55 people are dead and there is massive flooding. The storm has already caused an estimated billions of dollars in destruction, and millions are still without electricity. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
There's some real significant damage in that part where the eye wall came on to land.
President Biden says Israel's killing of the leader of Hezbollah is a measure of justice for his many victims, including thousands of Americans, Israelis, and Lebanese citizens. But military analyst Paul Moorcraft says,
at this moment, the Americans have no influence at all.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucky heads west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers take on USC today as UW tries to rebound from a loss to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Head coach Luke Fickell said he expects to start making big plays the rest of the season.
The plays are there. We just got to find ways to finish. We got to find ways to understand that effort is going to overcome a lot of those things.
Kickoff today is at 2:30 p.m. You can stream the game on the free Civic Media app on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, or WLAK, or listen on any of those stations live today. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's 3rd seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, 8-4 on Friday. The playoffs begin Tuesday for the Brewers in the wild card round. The Green Bay Packers play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for the game. He's missed 2 games with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon. It will be breezy. A high around 71. Northeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 64. Sunday, partly sunny and highs around 72.
It's 73 at our studios.
October 12th and 13th is Waukesha Unlocked. The doors to more than 80 businesses, restaurants, and churches will be unlocked to highlight the city's architecture, history, and behind-the-scenes operations. Tour the city clean water plant or booster pumping station. On Saturday, Bill Quackenbush talks about the history of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the significance of the mounds at Cutler Park. Don't forget to turn in your trail challenge cards at City Hall to be put into a drawing for great prizes. Visit Waukesha Unlocked headquarters at City Hall between 10 and 4 on Saturday or Sunday for more information.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, very excited to have Lee McGowan, the politics girl, is going to join us as we break down the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. What's up, revolutionaries? I've been using that. That's a good shoe. You know what I mean? We've got Carlton Huffman, dear friend of the show here. We're talking about balance of power and all this other kind of stuff. But I want to pivot a little bit, and not to doom and gloom everything, but like, let's walk down this path. All right, it's going to be January 6th again, and when the vote is certified. How poetic, you know? Let's say Kamala Harris wins this thing. What stunts can the GOP try to pull?
Well, there are a number of scenarios that we can look at based upon what happened in 2020, but also what they are currently doing and trying to tee up. And I can sit here and say, the good news is that Donald Trump is not in the Oval Office with the powers of the presidency and the executive branch to back up a lot of his shenanigans. The bad news is that Republicans at a lot of these state level positions have definitely tried to mess around with the rules. But basically, it comes down to this. So just let's picture election night. If Kamala Harris were to either be in the lead, looking like she's going to win, or is actually proclaimed the winner by the networks. In Georgia alone, you have a board of elections that is made up of a majority of pro-MAGA Republicans, not even regular Republicans, but outright pro-MAGA Republicans. They have changed the rules that basically have demanded all 157 counties in Georgia have to count their ballots by hand, which that is, Georgia being one of the top 10 most populated states in the country, that is going to delay any certification or even just knowing what the results are going to be for days, if not up to a few weeks.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, and they also put in the rules where the county boards cannot certify the election if there are reasonable challenges to those results. So basically, they are trying to throw in to question, number one, what the results are even going to be, but also to delay as long as possible any chance that we would have any certainty over Georgia. In North Carolina, they changed the rules to a similar standard when it comes to the absentee ballots as Wisconsin. And what I mean by that is that Wisconsin law requires until election day, people have to, the election officials have to wait to be able to process and then count those ballots.
Right.
Before that, North Carolina had a system where they would be processed a lot faster. So once again, it is taking a state and slowing down the process by which the results can be both counted and then certified. And in Michigan is probably the most chaotic of setups. And we saw this in 2020 where you had certain, it was required that the counties have to certify the election results. You had Republicans who were throwing a monkey wrench into the system, basically refusing to certify the results, even though Michigan mm-hmm. was won decisively by Joe right. Biden in 2020. So every contribution by the MAGA Republicans is to do two things: slow it down and basically throw the certification process into chaos. So even if we have an established vote count with Kamala Harris in the lead, they're trying to set the tone for a weeks-long, two-month-long period of challenges to the results.
Which is hilarious because one of the things that the Republicans, you know, pissed and moaned about, I think I can say that on the radio, was the fact that, you know, we have these late-night ballot dumps. And so now there is nothing out of the ordinary about these, quote, late-night ballot dumps. But now what they've done is they've made them likely across the entire country.
It absolutely is. I mean, and it is basically trying to sow confusion. They put a brake on the legitimate actors, the legitimate media, and the legitimate election actors who are just trying to get to a result and tell the public what has happened. They're trying to basically force a system where nobody can know anything, or nobody has any clear idea of what's going on. And even when it was pretty well known, as we headed into the wee hours of the morning in election 2020, we saw that Biden was beginning to take the lead in a lot of these battleground states, including Wisconsin. But because they had the Trump folks had several hours to sow the doubts mm-hmm. about these potential ballot drops, they were able to twist a lie that has taken hold of the entire Republican Party that we're still dealing with 4 years later, where a significant portion, if not a majority of Republicans, think that the 2020 election was stolen. And they are trying to do that at scale this time.
Yeah, he could lose by 12 million votes. He's not going to concede. What are they going to try to do? So we know what the strategy is on election night. It's to run out the clock, to not have a winner that night, you know, and try to sow as much confusion as possible. Between election day and January 6th, or on January 6th itself here, 2025, what are they going to try to do with the process there?
Well, you have, thankfully, they did build in a few additional protections, which formalize the vice president's role in certifying the election. It is kind of hilarious to me that regardless of what happens, Kamala Harris is going to be the one counting the votes in terms of she's going to be the presiding officer over the Senate, counting those electoral votes as they come in. But just as Mike Pence understood it implicitly, it is now explicit in law that the vice president's job is to just sit there, count the votes, and announce them. But what you could see in terms of trying to delay the certification in a lot of these states is to do what they tried to do last time, is to have one or two states thrown into question and deny Kamala Harris the 270 electoral votes in the Electoral College, and then it would be thrown into the House of Representatives. And this is where it gets very dicey, because
right.
even though whether the Democrats took the majority or not, the House of Representatives votes by state, not by sheer number of members, but votes by state, meaning that the congressional delegations in those states would be in charge of delivering those states to one or the other. And the way things are structured around the country right now, if they all voted in a partisan manner, that would deliver the presidency to Donald Trump if it got to that point.
Is it legal? They could do that?
It's as legal as a handshake.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the one thing that they realize they cannot win the popular vote as the Republican Party has structured itself right now. They have basically written off entire parts of the country. They don't care about urban areas. They
right.
count those people as illegitimate. They do not care about suburban voters who have questions about abortion, questions about the increasingly racist language when it comes to immigration.
Right.
They only care about getting enough of their voters in the solid MAGA areas out to the polls, win enough of the Electoral College, and failing the Electoral College, throw a monkey wrench into that and get it to the floor of the House of Representatives, where the majority of states in this country, by their congressional delegation, are more Republican, whether that is a reflection of the overall majority or not. And by process, that would deliver the presidency to Donald Trump.
And so, as we talked to Carlton Huffman, former Republican strategist and a dear friend of the show, how would they do that? How would they force this to the House of Representatives?
If, say, the Georgia votes were in so much question, much like Florida in 2000, it comes down to a close vote where the Board of Elections does not want to certify whether there's enough electoral ballot questions in Michigan to where they're not going to certify, or if it's another state like Arizona. Fortunately, Arizona seems a little bit more on the safe side since we have a Democrat governor and a Secretary of State there that would probably be able to put the brakes on any hijinks that they would pull out there. But in places like Georgia and places like Michigan, you don't need a governor or a Secretary of State. All you need is enough county boards to refuse to certify the votes of the election. And then that would probably bring things into a legal battle, which would at that point, in the Republicans' minds, hopefully deny those states' ability to have their electoral votes counted on January 6th and therefore throw it into the House of Representatives.
And it just sign a state-by-state basis or the entire thing?
It would be on a state-by-state basis.
Okay. Okay, so it could happen, but the likelihood of it happening is what would you say that would be?
It depends on, if we are basing the scenario on Kamala Harris winning the presidency on Election Day, it would depend on, does she win it by just that blue wall and that Nebraska electoral vote, which would put her at exactly 270 electoral votes, and therefore all they would need is Michigan to drop off? Or does she pick off one of those Sun Belt states? If she picks off more than two Sun Belt states, then I think that the likelihood of the scenario drops to almost zero. But if it comes down to that 270 path just through the blue wall in Nebraska, it could jump to as much as 50%, if not more, at that point.
Wow. Okay. And so, is this something where they would like run out the clock and here we are on inauguration day and no one shows up, you know, because we're still in a battle
It's happened. This has happened before in American history. This happened without like the nefarious scheming of people like Donald Trump. But
right.
Thomas Jefferson was elected in this manner in 1800. You had in 1876, they did not know who the president was going to be on Inauguration Day because they had three states in the South, including Florida and South Carolina, that were still in dispute. And it only came down to, it was a corrupt bargain that basically delivered the South into the hands of Jim Crow, and the Republicans were able to keep the presidency. But they did not know who the president was going to be, so they made dual invitations out. And that is a unlikely scenario, but it is not unprecedented. And it is entirely these rare but not entirely unprecedented scenarios that you have these Trump lawyers and these Federalist Society appointees looking to poke holes wherever they can, as long as Donald Trump wins the presidency, They don't care how they get there.
And it's, what's wild to me is, like, you know, instead of trying to improve your message and, you know, speak to voters in a way that, you know, changes their mind and wins them over by process of giving a positive message for your vision for the country. No, we have to find the little legalese that allows us to slither our way back into the Oval Office. It's just wild.
And I think you and me are both like firsthand witnesses to the devolution of the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
Because both of us would consider ourselves, we came of age in the 90s, early 2000s. Yep. And so there were rules of decorum. There were rules where we said we might not like the outcome, but we accept it. But around the time, beginning originally with Bill Clinton to a lesser extent, but definitely with Barack Obama, Republicans refused to accept the legitimacy of the fact that there was a majority of the country that saw things differently than them on a select number of issues. And so they thought Obama was an illegitimate president. They think Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. They will do everything they can if she were to win to paint Kamala as an illegitimate president, because they don't think that there is a their worldview is basically set in stone that there is no legitimate way that they can lose an election unless it's by fraud or by criminality. And we saw it firsthand as we were getting into our waning days as very partisan Republicans, that people, it would not be uncommon for us to hear Obama referred to in a racial epithet or derogatory way, and also have it basically implied there was no way he legitimately won the presidency.
Yeah, there was a guy that I replaced on the Brown County Republican Party board, and it was because he would use the worst racial slur in reference to Barack Obama, and yeah, I mean, that was just seeing that become normal is really awful. So I hope to do this again as we get closer, because I think that would be really beneficial. And these are all, it's always good to hear kind of where things are at, and you have such a good understanding of all of this. So my dear friend Carlton Huffman, thank you so much for your time today. We got to do this again, and good luck to the old dogs this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Braves, go Dogs.
Thank you, brother. Good talking with you. All right, we'll be right back here on the show. Freedom is just another
word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's going on, revolutionaries? That is good, yeah. Thank you again so much for listening and sticking with us and all that good stuff. And thank you again to Carlton Huffman. He's such a good guy. You know, I've known him for many, many years. And I remember the first time I met him at the local Republican Party office. And he was this chipper guy with this thick Southern drawl. And I'm like, who in the hell is this dude? and we got to talking, and I realized that chipper Southern, that's who he is. And once you get over that as a, you know, Midwest person that typically minds their own business, you realize what a good friend he is. And so I'm so glad he's a friend of our show. So I hope you enjoyed that. And again, I want to remind you, download that Civic Media app because you can select your station and then text the show, because I'm going to ask you to do that here in this segment. And this is the musing segment. And this is kind of becoming my favorite because I just get to, you know, talk about whatever the heck I want. And it's this past week has been kind of difficult for me. You know, and it in the business, we're trying to grow and I'm trying to make all the right decisions. It's just hard, you know, and there's so much uncertainty and so much unease. And, you know, I don't know what to do. There's no playbook for what we're trying to do, but we just try to push forward. And I know that, like, what I'm going through, it's just like first world problems. But something hit me like a ton of bricks, and I watch reels with my kid at night. That's kind of what we do. We hang out and watch reels as we drift off to sleep. My wife loves it. but there was a reel of the dude from Blue's Clues, Steve, and he was like, "How you doing?" And the responses were like, they were just heavy. And you could kind of see it in his eyes as he would read, you know, "It's hard out here, man." And people that are truly struggling, and whether it's first world problems or not, but, you know, struggling with the prospects of not being able to retire or raising kids while worrying if they're going to come home from school or not, and bullying and trying to balance loving your children with parenting them, or just trying to deal with the costs of housing going up or food. And, you know, it is hard out here. And this is kind of where I want you to text something, right? And we're going to go over it next week. But I know that so many people are struggling. And I guess, you know, this segment, I do want to tell you that you guys are seen, you know, whether it's me, whether it's other people in your life, like, you're seen, right? And, you know, I know, God knows I don't have all the answers to everything, but I want to encourage everybody not to give up and do what works for you. I want to tell you what works for me. And I saw this once on a reel, and it was this guy. He's like some sort of a psychologist or whatever, you know, one of those. And he was saying that start every day by looking at yourself in the mirror and saying three words to yourself, and you got to mean it, right? And if you can't, and say it 10 times, because by the 10th time, you're going to mean it. And if you don't mean it by the 10th time, then say it 20 times and tell yourself, "I love you." Look at yourself in the mirror, say, "I love you." Say it 10 times. And if you don't mean it by the 10th, keep going until you mean it. And I do that every day. And it's all, you know, I start, and it's like I'm rolling my eyes, but by like time six or seven, I can look at myself, take a deep breath, and be like, "Okay, I do love you." Because that's how it starts. And nothing good happens if you don't love yourself. You have to do that, right? And that's been really incredible advice for me as some things have been, you know, a struggle or hard to deal with. And the most important thing for me has been staying close with the people that mean the most to me. You know, I talk about how we watch reels with my kid at night, and my wife rolls her eyes, but it's therapeutic too. And, you know, the biggest thing is in the morning, you know, my kid will crawl in. We were very close. He's seven, and I have other kids, so I'm a terrible father here. But, like, we have a very close relationship. And he'll come into bed, and we'll snuggle, and I'll just sit there and say, you know, if I have nothing, I still have everything because I've got them. Period. And that's huge. So what I want you to do is I want you to text our show. How do we do that? Hey, download the free Civic Media app, select your station, and tell me what works for you. What is working for you? And I'm going to read that for everybody else. Because, excuse me, it's getting hot in here or something. Because if we can figure out what works for each other, we're all in this together. So tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me how you get through every day. And we can help each other out. That's a big deal because we're all in this together. My friends, my revolutionaries, you are loved and I don't want you to give up either. So text the show, download that app, and we can share some cool ideas together during this musing segment next week. So I really want to hear from you. I want to hear how your life is, what you're going through, and when the going gets tough, how do you, as the tough person, get yourself going? Cool? Keep in touch with us here on The Rational Revolution. Thank you all so much. Again, I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. We got a powerhouse guest. It's going to be cool. Have a good week, everybody.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kennett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. There is misery across a wide swath of the Southeast in the wake of Hurricane Helene. At least 55 people are dead, but officials expect that to rise as some areas remain underwater. More than 3 million people are without power, and the damage is already estimated to cost billions to repair. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is touring the destruction.
Difficult to see folks that had been very resilient in the face of a couple recent storms, but then to just see everything washed out on some of those homes was really catastrophic.
This homeowner in Georgia just can't believe it.
When you add it up, it's probably going to be a substantial amount of damage.
Governor Brian Kemp says the state is moving to help.
We've got dozens of shelters around the state. As of yesterday, we had about 1,100 people in our shelters, and we're also deploying kitchens to make sure we have adequate food supply in hard-hit areas. We have 5 of those so far.
In Phoenix, Arizona, 17 people are hurt and one is in extremely critical condition after a commercial bus crash on Interstate 10 early this morning. No word yet on the cause. SpaceX's Crew 9 mission launched successfully a couple of hours ago with 2 astronauts aboard. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez explains.
NASA astronaut Nick Hague and a Russian cosmonaut are now in orbit with 2 empty seats. Those seats are needed to bring astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back to Earth. Wilmore and Williams were part of the first crewed test flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule, and though it got them to the space station back in June, it ran into problems that prompted NASA to look for another ride.
Israel killed the leader of Hezbollah in an airstrike, causing an uptick in tensions in the area and grave concern from the UN. The BBC's Hugh Bishaga is in Beirut.
The attack that killed him was so powerful that it's said to have created a crater 20 meters deep. Israel is celebrating what they see as a major victory. In Lebanon, there's fear that this could bring even more violence.
The Chicago White Sox broke a dubious record yesterday for the most losses in a single season. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The White Sox broke the mark of 120 set by the New York Mets in 1962 in their first season. The Cleveland Spiders hold the overall record, going 20 and 134 in 1899.
There is new life for that famous sycamore tree in Britain that was chopped down a year ago. The National Trust is giving 49 saplings from the tree to communities around the country. The 150-year-old tree is famous. It was in a Kevin Costner movie. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious, which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about